Acts chapter 11. And the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter went up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision took issue with him, saying, "You have gone to men who are uncircumcised and eaten with them." But Peter explained things to them from the beginning, in order, and he said, "I was in the city of Joppa, praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain object descending, like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners. And it came down to me, and I looked at it intently, and I took careful note, and I saw the quadrupeds of the earth, and wild animals, and reptiles, and birds of the sky. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Arise, Peter, slaughter and eat.' But I said, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' Then the voice answered me a second time from heaven, 'Don't you call profane what God has declared clean.' And this happened three times, and then they were all drawn up again into heaven. Then straightway it so happened that three men came to the house in which I was, having been sent from Caesarea to me. And the Spirit told me to go with them, not doubting in any way. So these six brothers also went along with me. And we went into the man's house. And he related to us how he had seen the angel in his house, who stood and said to him, 'Send men to Joppa, and send for Simon, who is surnamed Peter, who will speak words to you, by which you and all your house will be saved.' And as I was beginning to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, as it had also done on us in the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord when he said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with Holy Spirit.' So if God has given them the same gift as to us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, then who was I that I could hinder God?" And when they had heard these things, they quietened down, and they glorified God, saying, "Well then, God has also given the Gentiles repentance leading to life." Now those who were scattered by the tribulation which took place over Stephen went across to Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, not speaking the word to anyone except Jews only. But there were some of them, Cypriot and Cyrenian men, who went to Antioch and spoke to the Greek speakers, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. And the report concerning them was heard in the ears of the church in Jerusalem. And they sent Barnabas out to go across as far as Antioch, who, when he arrived and saw the grace of God, rejoiced. And he encouraged them all in their hearts' resolve to remain attached to the Lord. For he was a good man and full of Holy Spirit and faith, and a considerable company was added to the Lord. Then Barnabas went away to Tarsus to seek out Saul, and he found him and brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that they assembled together with the church for a whole year and taught a considerable company, and that the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. And in those days prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. And one of them, by the name of Agabus, arose and indicated through the Spirit that there was about to be a great famine over all the world, which indeed came to pass in the time of Claudius Caesar. Then, according to how any of the disciples prospered, each of them assigned money to send as relief to those brothers living in Judea, which they did, sending it to the elders through the agency of Barnabas and Saul.